WFAN salutes the voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling.
Mattingly swings and he has a drive to deep right center. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Back to back, Nina belly to belly.
The legendary voice of the legendary franchise.
Ball game over. A perfect game. A perfect game for David Cone.
Sterling steps away from the mic and takes his final curtain call Saturday.
There goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
On behalf of all Yankees fans, WFAN thanks you, John Sterling.
Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win!
The home of Yankees Radio, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That John Sterling promo was everything. Well done, WFAN, whoever did that. Good job. Give me a hug. Let's go!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Anyway, an almost 4 hour KM to 2 AM, Keith McPherson on The Fan, taking your calls. You know the number to dial. 877-337, a six, and two more sixes. There's too much to talk about today, and I'm not going to stick with the notes that I had. I'm just kind of going to go off the top with this open and lay everything out there for you guys, and you can come up and grab what you like, kind of buffet style. I'm a tastemaker. I'll throw something out there for you, see if you like it, see what is the most popular dish, and we'll go that way. So come aboard. Call in. It's wide open. For all the fans of The Fan and every other kind of fan that there is. There's a lot to unpack from the weekend, and we'll get there. But we'll start with tonight. These are daily, nightly shows. We will start with the baseball, but we also have to start with the news. This morning, you may have heard, there is a new Big Show Bob in town. There is a new boss in town. There's going to be a new guy running the show here at WFAN. And honestly, I'm pumped about it. I can't wait to meet Ryan, and I can't wait to see what comes from this announcement. So, you know, Ryan Hurley, congrats. Welcome aboard. Comes over from ESPN New York, the other guys, the other station, to take over for Spike Eskin. And I didn't feel like I needed to do too much of the social media farewell to Spike or welcoming in of Ryan. I look forward to doing that off air, offline. And I think anybody that has listened to me on WFAN for more than a week, a month, now going on 3 years, you understand that I don't get here without Spike Eskin. So I've done that already, and I wish Spike well. And yeah, you know, if you don't like Spike or you don't like me, well, if you're, I mean, in that small majority that don't like us both, then, you know, I guess you can be mad at Spike and you can root for my exit, root as hard as you would like. Or if you like me or you don't like Spike, maybe that's something that'll make you actually like Spike to say, hey, well, at least he brought us Keith McPherson. And if you like us both, then, you know, you'll be able to listen to us both on the free Odyssey app, WFAN at night and WIP during the afternoon. What else? Oh, Jackie Robinson Day. And obviously, we all wear 42 when we celebrate Jackie Robinson. But just this past week, I was over in Patterson celebrating Hinchcliffe Stadium and Larry Doby, who came right behind Jackie Robinson, but broke the color barrier in the American League. So he does not get talked about in the same way. And it doesn't have movies and things made about him in the same way. And you know, his number retired, but I think now we're starting to hear a lot more about Larry Doby. We're starting to hear a lot more about the New York Black Yankees and Hinchcliffe Stadium out there in Patterson. And I think all that stuff is good. I think all that stuff is great. And it's cool to see the players wear 42, even Nike dropped those Air Max today. I did not get a pair with the 42 on them in honor of Jackie Robinson. So happy Jackie Robinson Day across baseball. And the news of John Sterling retiring. Man, I mean, I don't feel sadness. John has not passed. John did not die. John did not come in and say that he's suffering and can't continue. He said he's very healthy, actually. And he even spoke to the fact that, maybe he should have done this sooner. But this kind of came out of the blue today because the season is well underway. John has called some games. And for me, if I can just take the next couple of minutes to speak about John before we get into the Yankees' loss and a hell of a win for the Make It Happen Mets. I'm a Yankees fan, if you couldn't figure that out. If you haven't even kind of heard me on the Fan, I mean, if you just heard me tonight, you heard New York hip-hop beat, like a remix Frank Sinatra beat. I'm a Yankee fan. So I wasn't always a John Sterling fan, but John Sterling was the voice of Yankeeography. And there are no Yankee fans that haven't just sat somewhere in a basement or somewhere in a living room and watched Yes Network and watched Yankeeography with John Sterling coming out to tell you about the past of the New York Yankees. And I always talk about this one game that stands out to me. It was a Masahiro Tanaka 3-hit complete game shutout in Boston at Fenway Park. It was April 27th, 2017. And that one stands out to me because I was just going through some things. And that night I could not get out of my car until I made a certain amount of money driving Lyft, Uber, you know, ride sharing, picking people up, dropping people off. I had a certain number I had to get to. I don't know, maybe I had to pay my rent or had a certain bill or whatever. And I listened to the Yankees pregame. I listened to that Yankees game in entirety and the postgame. And man, it took my mind off of bills. It took my mind off of driving. It took my mind off of everything. I felt like I was in Fenway Park with John and Susan. And through being on WFAN, I've been able to tell them so much. I've been able to connect with both of them where, you know, one of the greatest things about getting this opportunity, that it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with having my own show. It has nothing to do with like, whatever, notoriety. Like, it, as a fan, as a Yankee fan, being able to break that wall down with two people that you didn't envision ever really meeting, and being able to break that wall down and meet them and then both be aware of me, specifically John. I posted on my Instagram and TikTok the first time I saw John. I could not stop smiling and laughing just seeing him and hearing his voice in person and the fact that he was aware of me and had listened to my show. And not long after that, I went down to spring training and I had him on my show beforehand. And John is the man. I listened to what Susan had to say about John in the postgame, and she said he is a true original. A one of one. So many people want to copy other people in media. So many people want to copy other people online instead of being themselves and blazing their own trail. And man, that's something I'm going to take away from John Sterling for sure. I don't want to be anybody else. I'm trying to be an original. I'm trying to be one of one. When people say, oh, this guy's a GOAT. This guy's a GOAT. He's a, no, John Sterling is an actual GOAT, greatest of all time. When you hear guys say, oh, I'm him, or he's him, or he thinks he's him, I'm him. No, John Sterling was actually him. I hope that we get a 30 for 30. And I hope that John has a blast this season being a fan. I hope that at 85 going on 86, he has no regrets about this. I have had the opportunity to meet one of his sons, one of the twins, who pulled up on me at Yankee Stadium saying he was a fan of my show and got to sit with me for an inning or two at Yankee Stadium, and we talked, and he told me that he wanted to pursue a career in broadcasting. And when I went back to John with that information, he said, no, no, no. Almost as if he wanted better for his kids. And the fact that John spoke about October to March, really enjoying life, you know, all of his kids being older now. If you remember, his two twin boys, they just graduated a year ago. I can relate to just wanting to be with your family. I can relate to wanting to be there. Like, that is the most important thing. I can relate to wanting as much of that time as you could get. And I just can't imagine at 85 going on 86. Like, people retire at 65, 70. I mean, the guy has been working and doing this for all of us out of love for the game and the Yankees. And now he finally bows out and hangs it up. to be with his family and his kids, and none of us really knew it would be today. I think we all knew over the last couple years it was coming, obviously with him not doing the road trips. But I just wanted to say thank you to John Sterling for being the voice of the Yankees for longer than I've been alive, for being great towards me from the first second I've met you. And every time I was down at spring training and I got sick at spring training, and the last day of spring training on my trip, I was supposed to jump on the broadcast with John and Susan, but I wouldn't dare go because I thought I had a stomach virus that I could potentially pass to one of them, and I missed that opportunity. But at least I got one time on air on the call with John and Susan that's recorded and documented, and I always remember that. And I got to open their bobblehead with them. I have so many just memories in these last 2 years that being on WFAN and being able to get by them has afforded me that are, they're precious, man. They're just bigger than a lot of these other things that go on because of who they are and how great they are. And John Sterling is goated. I don't know who you compare him to. I don't know, Vin Scully. I don't know if you even know. John is one of one, a true original. And I'm really happy and excited for Shaq and for E-Man, Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Barbari. Here you go, boys. You know, these guys were scheduled, I think, to do 25 games apiece. Well, that schedule just doubled in size, and you guys will figure it out. You'll do well. And I ask the Yankee fans to give them the opportunity to continue to grow into who they are on the microphone, to give them the opportunity to become who they're going to be on that microphone, right? There's only one John Sterling, from the home run calls to his storytelling to his side conversations with Susan. We're never going to get another one of those. Like, that is 20 years of John and Susan, and I'm glad that we have that, but I'm super excited for the guys that we have in line to do the Yankee game. So 877-337-6666, I'm sure we'll say a bunch about John Sterling tonight. I'll take your calls on it, but let's quickly talk about the game. The Yankees, bum, 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 lose two in a row. I kind of had a feeling that this could happen. I mean, well, it's baseball. It's going to happen. But I just kind of had a feeling when they didn't complete the sweep, again didn't complete the sweep, and the way that they lost that game Sunday, which I wasn't tripping off of that, but it's like you had your opportunities. The game was right there for you to take and sweep. And any Yankee fan will tell you, sweep them so I know it's real, right? How many times have the Yankees not been able to complete the sweep where you want to get excited about them, but you're like, man, put your foot on their throat and completely end it. They weren't able to do that in Cleveland with the Guardians. And then the Guardians carry that energy in the Fenway. They win 6-0 over the Red Sox tonight. And then the Yankees go to Toronto. And with the news of John Sterling, I heard Paul O'Neill say during the broadcast that the clubhouse was just quieter today. Because, yeah, every New York Yankee is probably thinking about John Sterling and the fact that he's hanging it up this season, man. This one's for John. That's what the first thing I said that came to my mind. This season is for John. I don't mind the Yankees being humbled at all. I think they're a really good team. I think they have a lot of room to get better. Pitching, perhaps they could get better. Infield defense, perhaps they could get better. Situational hitting, they can get better in a lot of places. And tonight was just a night where Luis Gil, in his young career, goes out there and he works the whole ballpark. But he worked his way out of it, and he did give us, I mean, five innings, good enough. But, like, ultimately couldn't get the bats going, had nothing. I know I'm going to hear takes tonight about Anthony Volpe moving to the leadoff spot. I know I'm going to hear takes tonight about John Birdie being out and Oswaldo. Where's Waldo? There's Oswaldo again. Leave him in the lineup. The guy does something, right? He gave us one RBI, and that's all we had. Leave the guy in the lineup. You kind of have to now. I know DJ's coming back. I know I'm going to hear some stuff about Rizzo. I know I'm going to hear some stuff about Glaber and his defense, or Volpe and his throwing errors and all this stuff. It's perfectly fine, but it's humble pie. They are a good team, but they're 12-5. They've got a long way to go, and games like tonight will humble you on the road. That's back-to-back losses, and good for Chris Bassitt, former Met, goes out there and does his thing. He's been pretty consistent for the Blue Jays the last couple years, and they do enough. Honestly, the Blue Jays do enough. In the second and third inning, it's zeros the rest of the way, and they get a win 3-1. Call me up 877-337-6666 to talk about Luis Gil, the return of Tom's River North's very own Ron Marinaccio, and we can talk about the lineup and some of these guys, Grisham, Wells, Verdugo, however you feel. We'll talk all through it, and we'll talk through the Guardians series from the weekend. We also have to talk about the Mets. I don't know what a lot of you thought. It doesn't matter what you thought. I don't know what a lot of us thought. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, that's baseball, Susan, to use a John Sterling reference. Early on in the season, they were 0-for. They were getting swept. Came down to the last outs of a doubleheader to get a win, but then winning cures all, and one win can lead to more wins. And if you look at them now, they have won more than they've lost in this last week. We take it day by day, series by series, week to week. We're technically in like week three of the season. The Mets are 500. There were takes on this radio station that said that the Mets would never see 500 again. So, you can cross that one out as wrong. And in a game like tonight at home, you know, coming off of winning a series, a game like tonight at home in front of your fans, that's the make it happen Mets. Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. You go down 3-0, you go get those three runs back. You for sure will on your opponent late in the game. Good for Harrison Bader. Have a moment. Aroldis Chapman. Doing Chapman things. Everybody get right now, right? Winning cures all. Winning is contagious, so is losing. But now you're starting to see guys find it. Lindor with two knocks. Marte with two knocks. Brett Beatty. Like, just watching Brett Beatty in these last couple weeks. Young, confident-looking kid. Tyrone Taylor. More valuable than we realize. DJ Stewart. Good to see you. Good to have you right now as we wait on JD Martinez and some other things. Harrison Bader, well done with the go-ahead run. And your Mets now are feeling it. Your Mets now are looking like a team that says, well, we're better than people thought. We tried to tell you that in spring training. Let it play out. We had a rough start in Citi Field when we first started, but that's not who we are. We're figuring some things out with our pitching. We're finding that we have pitching in some spots we might not have thought we had. And you're getting what you got to get out of your bullpen as well. So 877-337-6666. I know the Rangers. I also know the Islanders. We'll get to it. Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. The draft went down in Brooklyn. We'll get to that. We can also talk about the weekend that was with Doc Gooden, the number 16 retirement. I think people make way too big of a deal out of attendance. I think people just lean way too much into the fact that people aren't showing up. Well, you know, show up for John Sterling on Saturday. You were going to show up probably anyway to get that Aaron Judge 62 bobblehead. Now you've got even more reason. I'll see you there. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 877, 337, a six, and two more sixes. We're going to talk sports. There's plenty of sports to talk with the draft coming up, with the NBA playoffs coming up. We've been running that drop consistently of me saying that the Knicks cannot make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Without Julius Randle. I'm not going to retract that statement. That statement was made on the day that we learned Julius Randle wasn't coming back. But we're about to see. I think a lot of people are making a lot about the Sixers too, and it's not a guarantee that they face the Sixers.